This is Pet Podcast number 20 for June 29, 2007. So welcome back to the show, everyone. My name is Marco, and today is June 29, 2007. And it's hard to believe, but we've actually reached 20 episodes. And I don't know of too many things that I like to do that I've done 20 times. So it's quite a treat that we actually made it to 20. And I have absolutely no intention of stopping. So I hope you'll continue to listen and enjoy the show. I'd like to thank some of the members that commented on last week's show with our interview with Dr. Lee, where we talked about ticks and fleas. Some of those members that posted on the board are Phylox, Hazel Runpack, and Pags, and totally appreciate their comments. I also received a bunch of comments by email, but I'm not sure they wanted their names known, so thank you so much for all the comments. We love comments, and please continue to give them. They provide the best source of feedback. You can comment, of course, on the blog. Just go to pets.ca/blog. You could, as you have been doing, commenting in the bulletin board, just make your way to the forum on pets.ca and comment there, or you could just send me an email, as always, pets.ca@gmail.com. We'd love to get more suggestions, actually. You know, if you're thinking we should be covering a certain subject, or if you'd like to know more about a subject, it would be our pleasure to cover it for you. Today's episode is another interview with Dr. Lee, who is really, really gracious with his time, and we totally appreciate having him. And for this show, we're actually going to talk about senility and dementia, which I've learned now is covered by the term CDS, Cognitive Dysfunction Syndrome. And we're going to talk about it for both cats and dogs, and let's just get right into it now. So I'd like very much to introduce Dr. Lee again this week. Dr. Lee was with us last week where he discussed fleas and ticks with us, and it was quite an excellent podcast. Thanks so much. And this week we are actually going to cover quickly the topic of senility and dementia in cats and dogs as our pets age. So I'd like very much to welcome again Dr. Lee. Hi, Dr. Lee. Thanks again for doing this.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Pleasure, pleasure. So I thought we'd get right into it. So many of us have older pets these days, or if they're not older now, they will get older. What should we look for? What are the signs of senility and dementia? What happens to pets as they age?
Senility is a common problem that we do see in dogs and cats. What we refer to it as is CDS, or Cognitive Dysfunction Syndrome. What happens to the brain with dogs and cats as they age? There's a number of things that are noted. General atrophy of the brain is seen with age. The brain can actually decrease in both size and weight. The number of neurons decrease. Occasionally, blood flow will decrease due to a variety of other problems that may be going on. Also, there have been a couple studies that showed that there is a deposition of a protein called amyloid. This has been shown to have very similar patterns of distribution as the amyloid plaques that are seen in humans with Alzheimer's. So there may be a link to dogs and cats actually getting an Alzheimer-like syndrome. With these, what we see when you combine all these changes together, you get the signs of CDS, or Cognitive Dysfunction Syndrome. Some of the signs that are seen, we'll see confusion. The pets perhaps are getting lost, wander about, sometimes vocalize, they'll cry out a little bit more. We will see sometimes memory loss, common sign that we are presented with every day. The older dog or cat who starts inappropriately urinating or defecating inside of the house. Some of the dogs and cats will not respond to commands as well as before. And then just a general decrease in both interaction and activity level that we see with regard to other pets, humans, or events. Just a general decrease in their enjoyment and interaction of life.
I know sometimes that certain pet owners, they might confuse senility with other things. Can you go into that a little bit? I know like any time their pet doesn't react as they used to, they may think, oh, my dog is senile, or oh, my cat's senile, they're just getting old. But often that's not the case. Often signs can be mistaken. Is that right?
Yes. With CDS, what will happen is the onset's very slow. Many times what we will see is when the signs become of enough magnitude that they come in to see their veterinarian, a lot of times not only is there senility CDS present, but we will see other problems going on as well. Occasionally, we will see an older dog who comes in for these signs, like inappropriate urination, defecation, that it's not a mental dysfunction, but actually some type of true metabolic disease. Some of the signs, some of the diseases that we will see, which will commonly come in as senility or CDS lookalikes, will be things like osteoarthritis, cataracts, other visual problems, hearing loss, dental pain, urinary tract problems, and other problems like liver disease. So many times when we think of a pet as being senile, perhaps there's other issues going on that need to be addressed as well.
And that's such an important point, actually, because, you know, it almost seems so obvious when you say it, but it, you know, if a dog has cataracts, or a cat has cataracts for that matter, you know, once their vision is severely impaired, they obviously, their behavior may suggest that, you know, they're senile or something, but in reality, something completely different and obvious to a veterinarian, at least, is totally going on. And that's the source of the confusion. Thanks so much for pointing out those different possibilities. And again, that's why people should go see their vet, you know, and not assume all of a sudden that their pets are senile and maybe make a rash decision.
Correct.
I was wondering if you could tell us, Dr. Lee, what are some of the stats on, you know, how many pets are going senile or suffering from CDS, rather? Do you have any info on that?
There was a recent study at the University of California, School of Veterinary Medicine, where they took a look at 69 different dogs. 32% of the 11-year-old dogs were affected with CDS, and the dogs that were 16 years or older, 100% of those dogs were affected with it.
Was there any mention of cats in that study?
Unfortunately, this is just a dog study.
Okay. And of course, everyone wants to know that if their pet is senile, what can we do? Or if their pet is, again, sorry, suffering from CDS, what can we do to help with those situations?
There currently are a number of different treatment options available for dogs and cats who are suffering from CDS. The most common medication is something called Anapril. It's also known as L-deprenil and selegiline. What this medication is it's a monoamine oxidase inhibitor, or MAO inhibitor. This group of drugs is commonly used in human medicine. In veterinary medicine, Anapril is currently used mainly for CDS. In some cases, it can also be used to treat Cushing's disease. However, there are a lot of other medications which are more commonly used with Cushing's. In the study that I mentioned before, they actually had put these dogs on Anapril, and about 76% of the dogs showed improvement after just 1 month of use. So that's very encouraging.
Can Anapril be used with cats?
It can be used with cats.
Okay, but are there studies suggesting the efficacy, or you just know that it can be used and help some cats?
There is data and dosaging for cats. This one study was just a solely canine study.
Okay, but it does seem to be effective with cats as well.
Yes.
Okay.
We don't have a statistics on the amount that are helped, but it does help with cats.
Perfect.
The way in which Anapril works is the MAO is a enzyme which degrades dopamine. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter inside of the brain. So Anapril inhibits this and thus raises the level of the dopamine. That's the main level of action. The one big caution with this medication is it does have some serious drug interactions. So it's very important that when you're discussing this with your veterinarian, that a complete list of what your pet is taking be reviewed. It's a very common medication which is used in older dogs is phenylpropanolamine, also known as Proen. And it's used for urinary incontinence. This has a strong interaction with this. In cats, for inappropriate urination, there's a medication called amitriptyline that also interacts with this drug. There is a long list of various drugs that it interacts with, so it may or may not be appropriate for your pet.
In terms of other drugs besides Anapril, are there any others that you've heard of that may help, Dr. Lee?
There's another medication. It's called Carcefan. Or propentafiline. This medication helps increase blood flow through the brain through vasodilation and reducing blood viscosity. So it's another option something definitely to ask your vet beforehand. It may or may not be an available option.
And in terms of other forms of treatment, what do we have for our aging cats and dogs?
There's a fairly new food that's been made by Science Diet called BD, stands for Brain Diet. The way in which this works is it has a mixture of heavy levels of antioxidants, mitochondrial cofactors, similar to things like CoQ10, people may be familiar with, and omega fatty acids. With the combination of these antioxidants, cofactors, and fatty acids, they've been seen to show a remarkable improvement with the CDS. Sometimes in as little as 2 to 8 weeks, we can see pets that are starting to diminish in their signs.
Excellent. Very, very interesting. In terms of those members and people on our site that prefer to use different brands, as far as you know, are there other foods on the market that do similar things?
I wish there were. As far as I know, there have not been any foods that have been tested with respect to CDS. There are a lot of foods out there that focus on their antioxidants, mitochondrial cofactors, fatty acids. Any food that does, I think that's great. Also, there's a lot of people that can go to their local health food store and obtain antioxidants, CoQ10, fatty acids as well.
In terms of holistic products, are there holistic products that we can use as well?
There are holistic products. I think the food that we had just talked about, again, I think the coenzyme Q, fatty acids, antioxidants like your carotenoids, flavonoids, vitamin C's, those are going to also be listed underneath those holistics. There have also been a lot of pets that have positively responded to acupuncture. I think acupuncture is a wonderful treatment, and there's certainly a lot of dogs and cats that seem to respond well to that. There's also an herb called ginkgo biloba, which has been used in people for memory. I've seen it used in dogs quite a bit. I don't have a lot of information with respect to cats.
But it does seem to help?
It does seem to help.
Well, anything that helps is definitely a good thing. And then I guess there might well be environmental factors as well that can be helping or to influence, this CDS scenario. Can you get into that a little bit as well, Dr. Lee?
Yes, there actually have been a couple of different studies that showed environment enrichment along with the antioxidant use to really help out with these dogs and cats with CDS. Many times when we see these older dogs and cats, because one of the main signs with CDS is a decrease of interaction and decreased activity as opposed to a young puppy or a kitten, there's a lot of a thought that they just don't care about the toys anymore. They don't care about the interaction. Due to the CDS, they're not able to interact as well. And so creating that interaction can really help stimulate their brains and really help them deal with the CDS. So increased use of toys, increased interaction. Many times we may not be able to take them for the long walk, but even shorter walks can really help them get back into life and get back into the interaction. And having that enjoyment of life and trying to interact with various toys, what's going on inside of the family, can really help them out.
I think that's actually a good point, because a lot of people are going to think that, oh, my cat or my dog is getting older, all they want to do is sleep, and they may be more fatigued. I mean, it's normal to be more tired as we age, of course, but like you say, people shouldn't assume that the pets are not interested in playing anymore or interested in interacting anymore. So it's really up to us to perhaps encourage more interaction with their toys, with walks, with games for both cats and dogs. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think that's a great way of helping these guys out.
So thanks so much for that information, Dr. Lee. I know it's going to help a lot of people. I'm going to put some information, summarizing it in the show notes. But thanks so much for doing this. Thanks so much for giving our members and our visitors information about CDS, I got the politically correct term, and, giving us some knowledge on, what to look for and what treatments are available.
So thanks so much again, Dr. Lee. And well, we'll be hearing you again very shortly.
As always, it's been a pleasure.
And that's going to do it for today's podcast. I'd like very much to thank Dr. Lee again for his great interview. And Dr. Lee has agreed to continue to provide us with some great information. And we're going to hear from him again next episode. We may change up the format a little bit by adding more segments in future shows, but you're still going to get some great information about pets and dogs and cats and all kinds, and we hope you enjoy. The easy way to subscribe to the blog, if you're subscribing to other podcasts, is just click on the subscribe in iTunes button on the front page of the blog, pets.ca/blog, and as long as you have iTunes downloaded, you'll be getting reminders every time we put out a show automatically. Otherwise, you could just wait till we post on the site itself and you can listen that way. So thanks very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. And as always, please give your pets a little scratchy under the chin from Marco. Bye for now.